So shall we get to Ellen further ado?
Yes, sure.
Are you there, Ellen?
I'm there. Hi to both of you.
So,
hi, Ellen.
In the beautiful, beautiful heart of Topanga.
Yeah.
Well, tell us about this year's season. We do this every year. We have you on at least a couple times a year because we love what the Theatricum does, and it looks like a very exciting season this year.
It is. It's just full of what life is about. We've got, we just opened last weekend with Coriolanus by William Shakespeare. It's not often done, and it was so funny because I've never really, the play never hit me home, but it's so right for today. You know, the complexity of politics and when somebody thinks they're better than somebody else. And it takes place in Rome, around the 6th century, and I think it's when democracy was just trying to lift its head. In a country there where you just had the very wealthy and you had the poor, so it's relevant today. And wonderful fight scenes. There's about 45 people. We had extraordinary fight scenes, and so I think people will love to that. We have our yearly Midsummer Night's Dream, which if we don't do it, we get in trouble with our audience.
Well, there's no better setting than your lovely theater in Topanga for that. You've got a natural set there built in.
That's right. We do. Then we're opening in a couple weeks The Crucible by Arthur Miller, which is a play that's very dear to our hearts. My dad was in the original years ago, Giles Corey, and I'm just so excited because my brother is doing Giles Corey.
Oh,
so
wow.
The beat goes on in our family as a theatrical family. And then we're doing The Chalk Garden by Enid Bagnold, an extraordinary, unique English writer that the play has language in it that is almost as complex and human as Shakespeare or, say, for us, Tennessee Williams. Beautiful, beautiful language for anybody who's got that, wants to hear. And the story is very deep in humanity. And then the last, which is Haiti, which I was going to an old library and I found it. It's an old Federal Theater Days play that was only performed once. Hallie Flanagan had selected a lot of plays to get people back to work. And this was written by William Dubois, and it's really the only play that's about the uprising that gave the Haitians back their country. And and they're really the only slave revival where they got their own country back, and they're still fighting today, but they have, the tenacity is incredible. And this is a very interesting melodrama, but it brings in all the heroes of Haiti, the Toussaint Louverture and Christophe, and I think it's going to be interesting. We want to turn Theatricum into almost a Haitian experience as you come to our place. You know, we are outdoors. And for people to kind of feel what's going on, we hope to have Haitian artisans, some dance, some voodoos. I think it's going to be quite an experience.
Wow, that sounds amazing. I know that one particularly jumped out at me. I couldn't believe that this was performed in 1938, as you said, as part of the FTP's, the Federal Theater Project. And we've got a lot in our archives from the Federal Theater Project. And the Negro Theater Unit at that time, it was deemed a radical and controversial production that saw white and black actors performing together on the Lafayette Theater in Harlem. Isn't that amazing?
I know. And it was written by a white man. It's amazing. I think it's a piece. I know I've gotten so many people. There's Gerald Rivers, who's in our company. He's going to bring his peace drummers. He's got about 10 to 20. He goes all over the area, and he teaches drumming to people. And,
wow.
And he's going to bring those boys up, and we'll have them there for our pre-show for the performances. We're really excited about it, and some of the boys even want to be in the play, so we will certainly put them in the play.
You know, what you do is always so relevant. It's a beautiful combination of the classic Shakespeare made relevant, and everything you do is always so interesting. And there's a lot of other stuff that goes on there, too. Classes, concerts. concerts.
Our education is so important to us. Yeah, we have lots of musical concerts. Marsha McDaniel has started a whole series. He's going to take over the Under the Oaks with a series of concerts, which will be very exciting. He's a classical cellist himself. And we're going to do our once every other year Woody Guthrie story.
Right.
People and Nora George will be back. And we have the Family Fun Days, the July 4th. Family Barn Dance will be coming up. And then we have our Bootanic. We're very busy, Donna.
I know. You're always so busy. There's always something wonderful going on there. And what I particularly wanted to emphasize for our audience is because we want them to pledge for KPFK, for Arts in Review, and Pacifica Performance Showcase. And
yes,
we want to offer, as the Botanicum always generously gives us some tickets for our listener subscribers so that they can get out there and not just see a play. This is a whole experience. You can bring a little picnic basket, get there early, sit there among nature, visit the Shakespeare Garden, the Woody Shack, where Woody Guthrie stayed. It's a whole experience in Topanga. I highly recommend it.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yes, indeed. Oh, please take some tickets, come and enjoy.
Well, I want to thank you so much, Ellen, and of course we'll have you back as the season progresses and we can talk more in depth about these great plays.
Oh, good. Thank you so much, Donna. Bye, Julio. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you, Ellen. And I will definitely be out there. The Crucible opens a week from Saturday. And, of course, that's not relevant at all, is it, Julio?
No.
The great Arthur Miller play. It's a must-see, as is everything in their season. But that the show about Haiti, I'm really looking forward to that. So call 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK. You can get a pair of tickets to your choice show in the Will Geer Theatricum Botanicum summer season. It's spectacular. Go to their website for further information, dates, times, or call 310-455-3723 or go to www.theatricum.com and read up on the history of it. It's a fascinating history, what Ellen is preserving out there. And now